So let's review. The parak begins with the Mishnah citing three opinions regarding the status of tzlamim, images that might have been worshipped as an avodah zarah. Zok the Mishnah, kol tzlam asurin, mipnei she'nevodin pamachas bashana dibri meir. Meir says it is forbidden to benefit from any images because they are worshipped as idols once a year. The images are only forbidden if they hold a staff, a bird, or a globe in their hands, which indicates their dominion over others. The images are forbidden if they are holding anything in their hands, as this also indicates their dominion over others. I think Mark explains the machlekes. Remeir holds kol tzlam asurin mimnei she'nevodin pamachas bashana, because b'mkoy mishal Remeir haya evdin aysa pamachas bashana. Remeir dechayish lemeuta gazur shamar kaimis ato aysa makam. In the city of Remeir, all images were worshipped once a year, and so Remeir, who is concerned with even a slight probability, forbids all images in all areas in case they also have this custom. However, the chacham hold in the asur elikol sheish b'yadei makol etzibar kador. The images are only forbidden if they hold a staff, a bird, or a globe in their hands, because Rabbanan deleichayish lemiuta, deleigazur shamakaymas ato aysamakam. They're not concerned with a slight probability, and so they do not suspect that all images are worshipped once annually. The Gemara gives several limitations to this ruling. Bandarti shamalacham shaninu. This only applies to statues of a deceased beloved king, which might be worshipped. Ba'imdim al pesach medina shaninu. This only applies to such statues displayed prominently at the entrance to the kingdom. The machlekes only pertains to statues found in large cities, which may be merely ornamental, but statues found in small villages are certainly forbidden because the kfarim vadi lemifluchinu abdilu, they were certainly made to be worshipped. The Gemara explains the significance of the items held by the statue according to the chacham. Makal shereide es atzmoi tachas kol olam kulo kemakal. The staff symbolizes its ability to rule the entire world. Tzipur, the bird symbolizes its ability to maintain its hold over the entire world the way one seizes a bird. And kador, the sphere symbolizes its ability to control the entire world as it holds the sphere. The Gemara cites a braisa that adds other items. Sayif, a sword which symbolizes its ability to kill whomever it wishes. Atara, katara lamalach, a wreath which symbolizes royalty, and tabas, shechesim es atzmoy tachas kolam kulei lemisa, a ring which symbolizes its ability to seal a decree of death against the entire world. Mishnah concludes, b'shimim leilomer, av kol sheyesh b'yadei kol davar, the images are forbidden if they are holding anything in their hands, as this indicates its importance. And the Braisa explains, afilu tzrar afilu kisim, they're forbidden even if they are holding a pebble or a splinter of wood. The Gemara inquires, tafas b'yadei tzayimau, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is it forbidden if it's holding excrement? Does this mean that everyone else is like excrement compared to the avodah zarah and it dominates and it's therefore asur? Or that it itself is like excrement and does not dominate others and it's therefore mutter? Take the Gemara leaves the matter unresolved. Zak the Mishnah, if someone finds fragments of an image, they are permitted. However, the Mishnah concludes, Matzah tabnis yad or tabnis regel harei lasurin mimnei shekayitz ben nevet. If he finds the form of a hand or a foot, they're forbidden, because such objects are worshipped, and the Gemara explains, bo'imdin al-besisan. The Mishnah is discussing when the form was resting on a pedestal, clearly indicating that if it is important and not a mere fragment. The Gemara explains, afilu shivri avodes kechavim, even fragments of idols which were certainly worshipped are permitted. However, hadiktani shivri tzlamim mishum dekabayi lemisna seifa, matzah tabnis yad, tabnis regal, harei lasurin, mimnei shekayitz ben nevet. The Mishnah discusses fragments of images to teach us that the form of a complete hand or foot is forbidden, even if it was not part of an idol, because even that is worship. The Gemara cites a related machlekes. We know, but lamutaris, if an idol was renounced by the Yakim, it is therefore nullified, and it becomes permitted. However, avodis kechavim shenishtabim may allow, if an idol broke on its own, there's a machlekes. Rebbeichan says it remains forbidden because he did not nullify it, while Rish Lakish says it becomes permitted because we assume he did nullify it, since Meimer Amar Ihi Nafshalei Atzla Lahu Gavra Matzalei. He will say, if it cannot save itself, it certainly will not be able to save me. The Gemara cites our Mishnah as proof. If someone finds fragments of an image, they are permitted. The Gemara infers, Hashivri Avodis Kechav Masurin, fragments of an idol are still forbidden, as Rabbi Yechonon ruled. The Gemara answers, Eima Ha'atzlamim Atzman Asurin, Ustamak Remeir. The Mishnah rules like Remeir in the previous Mishnah, forbidding all images, and it therefore tells us that their fragments are permitted. The Gemara now attempts to refute Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah. When Rabbi Meir nishma lo Rabbanan, even though the Mishnah rules like Rabbi Meir, we can infer the opinion of the Rabbanan. Lavam Rabbi Meir tzlam asurin, shebe tzlam mutarin. Just as Rabbi Meir holds that images are forbidden, yet their fragments are permitted, lo Rabbanan avin zikachav nami hi asur b'shevera mutarin. So, according to the Rabbanan, we should say that the idols are forbidden, but their fragments are permitted. However, the Gemara rejects this proof. Hasam emer avdum, emer loy avdum. Ventim slim avdum, emer batlum. In the case of tzlam, it's a suffix sveka, a double suffix. We do not know whether the image was worshipped, and even if it was, it might have been nullified when it broke. Therefore, its fragments are permitted. However, avoydis kachavim vaday avdu miyemer de batla. In the case of avoydis kachavim, it is a single suffix. The idol was certainly worshipped, but we don't know whether it was nullified. Therefore, have a suffix uvaday ve'ein suffix maitim de'vaday. The possibility that it was nullified cannot permit the certain prohibition of its having been worshipped. The Gemara challenges this principle of Ein Savig Maitzim Devadai from the following brisa. Chaver Shemeis Benich Magura Malei Peres. If Chaver, one who is meticulous in his observance, dies and leaves behind a granary full of produce, Afilehin B'nei Yoyman Harein B'cheskes Musukan. Even if they were harvested that same day, we can assume that Maisa was separated from them. The Gemara points out, V'ahocha devadei tefili, Safik asrini, Safik lo asrini, because Safik moitzim devadei. They were certainly obligated at Maiser, but it's not certain that Maiser was separated, and yet they are permitted. The Gemara offers two answers. Hasam vadei uvadei asrinu. Both sides of the question are a certainty. We can assume that Maiser was certainly taken, because Chazak al chavr she'enu moitzim davar she'enu musuk metachas yadei. We assume a chavr separates Maiser from his crops immediately. Safik u safiku. Both sides of the question are doubtful. It is doubtful whether they were ever obligated on Meiser because Ma'arim ad matvuasai u'machnisa b'meitshalo g'deish dey behemtei achelis u'batur min ha'meiser. It's possible to avoid the obligation of Meiser by bringing crops into one's home while still in their chaff and feeding it to one's animals.